or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
Actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus says she's been diagnosed with breast cancer. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
The Emmy-winning star of Veep and Seinfeld made that announcement over Twitter. In a statement to The Hollywood Reporter, HBO says production on Veep will continue for its final season, and HBO will adjust the production schedule as needed.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the road yesterday to promote the Republican tax proposal. Speaking in Michigan yesterday, he said,
"We're going to put more money in the American people's pockets, and President Trump, he's going to sign a tax cut that will once again put the American people, American workers, and America first."
Pence saying the administration hopes for a tax reform passage by Congress by Christmas. President Trump taking to Twitter this morning to defend his administration efforts to help hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico, tweeting a quote from the Puerto Rican governor that said, quote, "The administration and the president, every time we've spoken, they've delivered." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Twitter is suspending hundreds of accounts tied to Russia and is vowing to increase anti-spam efforts. A Senate Intelligence Committee official saying he was disappointed by Twitter's level of disclosure when it came to that subject. Twitter saying the Russian media company RT spent nearly $300,000 on ads targeting the United States. Twitter is promising to follow Facebook's lead in trying to improve transparency on advertising and to prevent foreign influence in U.S. elections. Tap rooms and restaurants in Whole Foods markets have been hacked. Amazon, which now owns Whole Foods, saying credit card information was stolen, but there's no word on exactly when this hack happened. The payment systems used by these vendors is separate from the main Whole Foods and Amazon.com systems, which officials say were not affected. And anyone who wants to dress like Snow White or Mickey Mouse at Disneyland or Disney World needs to get a job at the theme parks. A new dress code is banning adults from dressing as characters when they visit those parks. Disney says guests wearing costumes will be refused entry, or if they get through, they'll be removed from the park once they're discovered. Disney says the policy is meant to ensure that the only adults in costume at its parks are staff members, though things like short capes and tiaras and hats will be allowed as long as they don't cover people's faces. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area starts today with sunny skies, a high near 69. Northwesterly winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers, mainly after 11 p.m., increasing clouds and a low around 48. Calm winds, chance of precipitation is 30%. On Saturday, we have a chance of showers, mainly after 3 p.m., mostly sunny skies and a high near 65. Calm winds becoming northerly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the morning, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday night, a chance of showers before 9 p.m., partly cloudy skies, a low around 47, north winds between 6 and 9 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Sunny skies for Sunday with a high near 68 and north winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. A beautiful day ending with clear skies in the evening and a low around 47. Monday we get a touch of summer again with sunny skies and a high near 72. Closing out the day with mostly clear skies in the evening and a low around 49.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And good morning on this beautiful Friday. Sunny skies, nice temperatures. It feels like fall, though. The leaves are definitely blowing a little bit in the wind. You are coming to this radio show, Hands Across Hunterdon, on this glorious day with me as your host, Susan Lax. I'm Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and the host of Hands Across Hunterdon here every Friday morning. And what is the show about if you're tuning in for the first time? It's about all the hands across Hunterdon that contribute, pay back, pay it forward, however you like to say it, whether you're a nonprofit, whether you're an individual, whether you're a for-profit business or entrepreneur, government agency. All of us are working together to make Hunterdon County a wonderful place to work, play, live, raise our children, and that's what Hands Across Hunterdon is about. It's about you making it a wonderful place to do all those wonderful things. And it's important. It's important that everyone comes together. I don't want to use the cliche about taking a village, but it does take a village. And each and every one of us are a cog in that wheel, contributing and being part of whether it's the workforce, whether it's the business community, whether it's the school systems, etc. We are here making a difference each and every day. And even if you don't think you are in fact contributing. So maybe you want to consider taking that even a step further. Maybe volunteer for local organizations such as Hunterdon Helpline or some of the other organizations in the area that are doing incredible work. Really, we're going to talk today about the seniors that Hunterdon Helpline works with to make sure that they can age in place safely and securely. And with socialization, that they're not isolated, they're not marginalized, and it's very, very important. We're going to also talk about some of the other agencies in the area that do similar work, whether it's senior services from the county, whether it's volunteer guardianship one-on-one, or our own programs, telephone reassurance, friendly visitor. Our new Choices for Seniors directory is about to hit the stands. It's our third edition, and we're very proud of that. We get calls all the time from people who want to know what kind of services for seniors are out there. And the county just conducted a community needs assessment, and one of the things they said was that seniors need to know that there are, in fact, services out there, whether they are government-delivered, if you will, or if they're a program or service of a nonprofit, that we have truly a wonderful, wonderful cadre, if you will, of services and programs for seniors here in Hunterdon County. We often get a call from someone outside of the county saying, gee, we don't have those services here. How do we get these services in our county? And of course, it would be great if Hunterdon Helpline, was able to spread itself, across other counties. Choices for Seniors actually includes Mercer, Somerset, and Warren counties in addition to Hunterdon. But it's, it's sort of bittersweet when somebody calls and says, look, I've got a parent that is in need of similar services like telephone reassurance or friendly visitor, but I can't get it in my area. Makes me feel proud that Helpline is offering that here in Hunterdon County. On the other hand, it obviously makes me feel sad that they can't get the kind of program that would help their senior age in place, again, safely, socially, and with dignity. So we're going to talk about that because coming up on Sunday, and I'm going to put a challenge out there, coming up on Sunday is our Power On for Seniors fundraiser, very specifically to raise funds for our Division of Seniors and Persons with Disabilities programs and services, because they are always free. Everything that Helpline does is free to the client, the consumer, resident of Hunterdon County, or even beyond. And so, obviously, we need funds. We need to raise funds. We're very fortunate that we receive county grants for many of our programs, but we have to match those funds. And that means we rely on those of you who are listening, whether you're an individual or a business, corporation. We ask that you also contribute so that we can continue to serve our seniors. Right now, with all our different programs, we probably serve an average of, I would say, 80 seniors a day. And that is, again, through our telephone reassurance program, which calls seniors throughout the day, makes sure that they are okay. Could be a simple social call, or it could be, did you remember to take your medicine? Did you remember to charge the battery in your lifeline that hangs around your neck? Did you remember to drink? You know, none of us do enough of that, that's for sure. Drinking water is so important to our health. All of those different reminders that are very, very important to someone, particularly if they're living alone and they're homebound, that is what we do day in and day out. Should they not be safe, we go into action, call their what we call our first responders. That could be a family, a friend, a neighbor, or we call HC Communications right away for emergency assistance if that's warranted. Friendly visitor program, well, we rely on all of you again to be a volunteer, to go out to a senior's home on at least a weekly basis, check in, say hello, have a social visit. You're matched according to your own likes and also geographic area to make it convenient, and your scheduling. And I can tell you that the rewards from this program are great. Years ago, before I was employed by Helpline, I was a volunteer, and that's what I did. I was a friendly visitor, and I was with my friend for, oh gosh, must have been 4 years, and it was extremely, extremely rewarding. And we are in need of volunteers, actually, for that program. We've got a little challenge going on Facebook for Hunterdon Helpline. We have a waiting list of 30 people who need friendly visitors. And as a result of that challenge, we're up to 13 people who are interested in volunteering. And obviously, we need 18, 17 more volunteers or more, because every day those calls come in. Every day people are referring to our program because they feel that their senior, their client needs the service. So I'm going to ask you to do two things. Volunteer for Friendly Visitor and come to our Power On for Seniors this Sunday. It's at Pine Creek Miniature Golf off of Route 31. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that after this break.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning at 10 o'clock on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, WHCR-DB, the voice of business radio station. And it's always fun to be here. We sometimes have guests and we sometimes don't. Today we don't because we're talking about Helpline and what we do in the community. It is your first call for help for 48 years in Hunterdon County. We also serve Somerset and after hours when they get calls for social services and their doors are closed. And we help with any challenge, any need. When somebody calls 24/7, 365 days out of the year, whether it be basic human needs, shelter, mental health, senior services, family, youth services, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, we have the ability to direct you in the right direction and get you linked with the services and programs that you need. Very important, because we don't realize sometimes when life's going well for us, it's not necessarily going well for someone else. And that goes across all socioeconomic groups. One day you're fine, the next day you're hit with a medical crisis. One day you're fine, the next thing you know, you've lost your employment. The car breaks down, etc. We cannot predict what happens to us on a daily, monthly, yearly basis. Got to count those blessings, obviously. But when you are in need, call 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. Or the local number 908-782-HELP. That's 782-4357. And let us have a conversation. What's your issue? What's your problem? What's your challenge? How can we help you? We don't just give you a phone number. We really try to discern what is wrong and what are all the pieces of that puzzle that is going to are going to help you navigate, get better, and be sustainable. So very important that people in our county are aware that Hunterdon Helpline is there for them again 24/7, 365 days. So, one of the things we're talking about to sustain some of the free programs and services for Hunterdon Helpline is our Power On for Seniors fundraiser this Sunday. It's 11 o'clock at Pine Creek Miniature Golf, right off 31. And if you haven't been there, this is like the botanical gardens of Hunterdon County. It is the most amazing place. It truly is just a, it's just a nature wonderland. And going to play golf from hole to hole, it's not like your roadside miniature golf or putt-putt place. It is just absolutely beautiful. And I'll tell you, it takes your breath away, and especially this time of year. This is the second year we're having Power On for Seniors at Pine Creek Miniature Golf. And it's been just absolutely fantastic. So I hope you will come. It's $25 a person and $10 for kids 12 and under. It is fun for the entire family. There will be prizes. There will be food, refreshments, etc. And it's going to, like I said, for a mere $25, help fund the programs and services that we provide free to our senior programs and to our seniors. So we hope that you will come aboard, if you will. 908-782-4357. And we'll be right back after this break.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline. If you hear a little bit of fuzz in the background, it's because the Chamber of Commerce building, 119 on Main Street, is being painted. So I hope that you're not listening to that and you can tune in and still hear me talking. But it is exciting that the restoration of this building is going on, and it's getting a new facelift, if you will. So I talked a little bit about the programs and services that if you come to Power On for Seniors on Sunday, and I'm putting out a challenge there. What better way to spend a beautiful day? And I just read the weather. Sunday is going to be clear, sunny, a high near 68 with every member of your family. Who can't play miniature golf? So I'm challenging you to come out. Please, please, please come out. Again, it's $25 a person. The proceeds go to Hunterdon Helpline, and it's $10 for kids 12 and under. We're talking about seniors in our county that oftentimes don't even get a phone call from somebody, that they're sitting in their homes, really isolated, no social outlet, and our friendly visitor program certainly tries to alleviate that isolation. Telephone reassurance, I can't tell you enough how many times we've had to make an emergency call for somebody at home who is suffering in the midst of a stroke, a heart attack, has fallen and broken something, cannot get up. And we immediately get emergency services over there. There's nothing like this program. And our seniors tell us all the time that they feel much more comfortable living at home, as do their caregivers, who also are very grateful, as are the physicians, who are grateful that we are reminding their patients to continue to take their medication. So it is very important that we continue these programs, and we need your help, and we're going to be truly very honest about it. We cannot continue these programs unless we get donations and contributions. And so Power On for Seniors was started to help those programs, to keep them free, but also because we wanted the community to show here in Hunterdon County that we support our seniors, that it is one of our largest growing demographics, as it is across the country. We've heard the expression aging in or graying in America, the graying of America. And we more and more need to provide services and programs because we are living longer. And that doesn't necessarily mean that the healthcare is better, but that doesn't necessarily mean that our health is keeping up with that longevity. So if you're hearing that, I do apologize. Hopefully you don't hear it because it's not coming through the mic. But we do need your help. On a serious note, we do definitely need your help, and we're asking you, sure, you can send a check to Hunterdon Helpline, but we'd rather see you. We'd rather see you on Sunday at 11 o'clock is tee-off time. Like I said, there's refreshments. There is a prize for a single golfer and a prize for a foursome. And, you know, many people in Hunterdon County do participate in the other golf outings, those are fun and so forth, and you know, the golfers in Hunterdon County, of which there are many, I have to say, enjoy it. But this golf outing is fun for everybody. So again, you can bring your children of all ages. You can bring your parents, yourselves, and truly have a wonderful day. But you'd also be contributing to our programs and services. So we really do appreciate if you'll consider that. If you would like to get on the list that you're coming on Sunday, you can call 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. At this late date, you can actually pay online if you go to our website at www.helplinehc.org/donate. That's www.helplinehc.org/donate. And just put a little message in there that you are getting your tickets for Power On for Seniors. Again, that's www.helpline is all one word, HELPLINEHC for Hunterdon County, .org. And you'll be having a great day, but you'll also be doing something for your community, and as we talked about, Hands Across Hunterdon, paying it forward, giving back, and making a difference in your community, particularly with our seniors. We have people of all ages over 60 benefiting from this program, and they are living life in varying ways. Some need more assistance, some are struggling with some disabilities, others are out and about and doing all kinds of activities. We just celebrated with one of our clients her 100th birthday. You can read more about that on Facebook as well. And we just enjoy, she's in our telephone reassurance program, and she's also one of our friendly visitor clients. We just love going out to see her, and she just is so inspiring, because you look at her, first of all, she doesn't look 100, whatever that means, and this woman is on the internet, this woman knows everything that's going on in the community. I mean, she is just absolutely incredible, and you have to keep kind of pinching yourself to remember that she just turned 100 years old, and she really is just amazing and an inspiration to us all. We're going to take a short break, come back, and talk a little bit more about the seniors in our county.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A nationwide immigration sweep of the streets of America's sanctuary cities, resulting in hundreds of arrests. Mark Mayfield has more.
The raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers were part of Operation Safe City. The operation took nearly 500 immigrants into custody in cities like New York, Los Angeles, and Baltimore. Over 60% of those arrested had previous convictions for crimes like assault, drunk driving, or drugs.
A Republican California congressman says he would